Unit 5. Recording 29.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, I'm going to talk about my company's recommendations for our new website. In this talk, first I'll give our web server recommendations, then I'll give our recommendations for a content management system. Let's look at web server requirements first. Your website isn't very big, so you don't need to spend lots of money on a powerful server. Also, I don't think you need dedicated hosting. It can be quite expensive. I recommend the shared hosting option for these reasons. It provides 200 gigabytes of disk space and 500 gigabytes of bandwidth. This should be fine for your needs. You'll need a database of people who register on your site, but this should be okay on a shared server. As for the web content management system, the CMS, my company looked at two options: an open source option and a proprietary subscription-based system. I know that you need a low-cost solution. The open source option is cheaper than the subscription plan, but unfortunately, I don't think it will meet your needs. For one thing, it doesn't automatically support mobile phones with their small screens. However, the subscription-based site will change pages to mobile phone size automatically. This will be useful for the future. So, in conclusion, I recommend the shared server. I also recommend purchasing the subscription-based CMS to look after your website.